Chavra, Shalom Aleichem. This week is the ending of Sefer Shmot, Vayakal Pekudei. And it's also, we got the zchut to read Parshat Parah Aduma in preparation for Pesach. So I just want to point out three different points that I think could connect together to create a new picture and a new image in the way that we should see our lives. So the first point is the structure of Sefer Shmot. There's one pasuk that appears seven times in the opening prakim of Sefer Shmot when Moshe speaks to Paro and he says to him, Shlach ami vayavduni. And in those three words, you could summarize the entire book of Sefer Shmot. The first thing that Moshe says to Paro is, Shlach ami. Let's exodus from slavery. But Moshe also says another word, which is, Vayavduni, that it's not enough to leave, but it's more important to know where we're leaving to. It's not enough to release yourself, but it's more important to relate yourself. And even though Shlach Ami is significant, what might be more significant is Yavduni. And if we look at these three words, it could summarize the entire book of Sefer Shmot. The first half of Sefer Shmot deals with Shlach Ami. The first half deals with Exodus, releasing yourself from Egypt. But the entire second half of Sefer Shmot deals with one word, which is Ya'avduni. Not enough to release yourself, but you must relate yourself. It's not enough to leave, but you have to know where you're going. And an entire second part of the book called Shmot summarizes in the significance of knowing that you not only have to have the ability to leave something, but it's more important to know how to build something. And so in that structure of all of Sefer Shmot, we come to the final part, which is building the Mishkan. And the second point I wanted to point out was that when we build the Mishkan, it's a very clear structure of five parshot. The five parshot are Truma, Tetzaveh, Kitisa, Vayakal Pekudei. And if we divide those five parshot, it's very clear that there's three parts. Truma Tetzaveh is part one, which is commanding to build. Kitisa is essentially Chet Ha'egel. And Vayakal Pekudei is the action of building. And so we see that these five parts are divided into three sections. The command, the sin in between, and the action of building. And we all have the greatest question, which is, why do you need to repeat the entire action? You could just say, V'chen asu, and in those two words, summarize all of Truma and Tetzaveh. And instead of saying V'chen asu, we actually repeat almost word to word every single thing from the command in Truma Tetzaveh. So the second point I wanted us to be aware of was that in the structure of building the Mishkan, the action of building is so significant that the Torah is willing to in length describe the commands almost word to word again. So the first two points were the structure of Sefer Shmot in general, of Shlach Ami as the first part and Ya'avduni as the second, saying that's what's more important than leaving Egypt is knowing where you're going. The second point was the structure of the way that the Torah builds the building of the Mishkan is that the action is more important than just the activity of making the Mishkan, but realizing the significance of action as the essence of the Mishkan. And the third thing I want to point out is one of the last psukim in Sefer Shmot ends in a very, very somber note. In Shmot Perek Mem Pasuk Lamed Hei, V'lo Yachal Moshe Lavo El Oel Moed Ki Shachan Alav He'anan. Yeah, that was the tune of Eicha. And after an entire book of preparing, wanting to enter into the Mishkan, it ends off with the inability of Moshe to enter into the goal which was to enter into the Mishkan. And that somber note that painful pasuk of such a great expectation that we want to enter into the home of Hashem ends with the realization that we're so far away and that Moshe cannot enter into the Mishkan. So to connect these three points, I want to ask a simple, simple question. And the simple question is, what is more important, our ability or our disability? Often we view our ability as our greatness, and we view our success as our greatness, and we view our skills as what we want to portray to anyone that we meet. But maybe the Sefer Shmot, in the three points that we showed, are teaching us that loving our disability might be greater than acknowledging our ability. And so if we go into the three points, Shlach Ami was a great ability. And then Hashem said, if you want to have a relationship, understand that it's so difficult. It's not just about leaving, but there are many, many obstacles in building a relationship that will last. And so the entire second half of Sefer Shemot says maybe you gain the ability to leave Egypt, but recognize that that doesn't end with the ability. Rather, recognizing the disability, that the relationship that's built for long term is only the ones that are willing to confront, enter, embrace the disability of the other person. And if you go into the second point, why do we need to repeat the action and not just say v'chen asu? Maybe spirituality is not the ability to talk about, which is trumen tetzaveh. We talk about, we command, we have ideas, we have theories. But our disability is not in the theories, but in recognizing that the implication is where we fall the most. We might have the greatest concept, but the greatest area where we fail is where we disable ourselves to imply, meaning that the end of Sefer Shemot was the implication, as knowing that that part of our lives is much more challenging than just recognizing the ability that we have. And I think for that reason, the last pasuk of Sefer Shemot is V'lo yachol Moshe lavo el ohel moed. The greatest ending to a book of connecting to Hashem was, do you continue even though there is a challenge and a disability that disables you from entering into the Mishkan? And I think that's why we read Parah Aduma before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Parah Aduma is the concept, the experience of a chok that we don't know. So before we speak about the mishpat and the connection and the love, are we willing also to be a part of the relationship when there's a chok that says to us that if you could confront and embrace the areas where things aren't as simple, then the areas where things are beautiful will be really beautiful, and it won't just become that you're dependent on the pink moments, but you can make pink ideas or pink dreams even in those places of the lo yachol kol echad mi'itanu, to accomplish our dreams so simply. We should all have the bracha to keep dreaming and to enable us to understand that the beauty of the relationship with Hashem is not where we always embrace what we're capable of doing, but that we're not afraid of what we're unable to do. And through that, we should change the way we view our own personal lives, view our failures differently, view our challenges in a new way. And with that, we should build a real Mishkan, v'shachanti betocham, and not only v'shachanti in the Mishkan, that we shall become that Mishkan that recognizes the greatness of the areas where we aren't so great.